This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Now watch this drive.
Make America great, bitch.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses.
China.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. It's called rain. It comes down from heaven. It goes drip, drip, drip.
Germany's a great city.
I do.
It's insane. Why are you going there?
He's a feta feta.
The era has become.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
That's 50% stupid.
My son is an idiot.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Oh, hello? What happened there?
We're back.
Our audio dropped
out there.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it's too hard to explain, but I jumped ahead.
All right.
Don't ask questions.
Shit happens.
We got some shuffling going on.
So you were talking about swingers.
We were? Oh.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, there was the talk that maybe Phil and his gal are into.
Do you know, here's a pro tip for you bros out there.
What do we got?
And for Big Souk, who probably already knows this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on a cruise, do you know what the pineapple means?
Yeah, that's the pineapple and then like the white rock. Yeah, there's different symbols.
I thought it was an upside down pineapple. Isn't that?
I do think it might be the upside down.
I don't pineapple. Think it matters. This says it doesn't matter.
Just the pineapple?
But it's if you are on a cruise and outside your door on said cruise, you put any sort of any form of pineapple, you want to swing.
So,
the other people know that.
Did then people just show up at your door and like knock and they're like, hey, what's up?
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny then to just go around and start putting pineapples on people's doors?
Yes.
Like if I ever go on a cruise, I'm just bringing some pineapple stickers with me.
I don't even think I can say it, but I think of the old school scene where there's the knock at the door and Luke Wilson opens the door. And he's like, hello, I'm here for the...
Yeah. Like, whoops. Huh? It is always weird. We had a company party a number of years ago where someone was trying to recruit people for that. That person was let go. Were you there for that one?
Wait, was that person let go as a result of that?
I don't know if it was necessarily a result. I think it might have been kind of the final straw, maybe. But we had someone who was there with their girlfriend, and they were actively recruiting for a little Christmas holiday fun outside of the bar. And I was like, wow, that's a that's a bold move because he hadn't been here very long. And he did seem a swarthy individual. If you were going to pick out who was the swinger at our office, it would be him. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that he was just boldly going out there and kind of throwing those feelers out.
Most likely swinger at the Fan.
Maybe a Swigard?
We're going back to Swag.
I think so. Swag's very proud of his sexuality, you know?
He is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Swag's what? That guy that'll, like, you know, Swag will get a little braggadocious. What? You know, he's that guy. I think most people kind of, you know, you laugh
Here's
it off.
Here's the situation.
You know, or you make fun of, like, oh, yeah, I got a small one or whatever. Swag's that guy. It's like, not me. Oh, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, and it's, I could see that. I'm trying to think of, like, is there anyone else?
Probably you.
Ah, man.
Black Dawn.
Whoa!
The timing on that one was...
Black, please. Thank you.
I'd like to secretly think that Jeff Rust is into some weird stuff.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, you never know, man.
You never know, man.
You don't know. You don't know about anybody.
You never know who's into what.
No.
Behind closed doors,
well, I mean,
man.
What would be the tell of someone who's a swinger?
I don't know if there
You know
is.
What I'm saying?
I don't know if there is one.
Yeah, I don't think there is. That's what makes it hard.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing is, too, everyone has this idea that swingers are like these really hot, like in shape, like, you know, like good-looking people, and that's just not. They're just normal people. You ever see like those nudist camp videos or whatever? You go to a nude beach. It's not the beautiful people.
Yeah, those resorts or whatever. It's not like just teeming with hots.
No.
It's
not.
No.
Everyone's brought a little extra baggage with them.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, ah, it's insane. It's happening here. I don't know if you can accurately pick that out. It's probably the person you least expect.
That's what I think. And if we go with that theory, maybe Dirt?
I was just going to say Andy Dirt Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't picture Dirt into any of that.
Well, that's
but
what I mean.
Yeah. You know, and his name is Dirt.
What about Buckley? Is Buckley deflecting here?
How about that? Yeah, Buckley's trying to throw us off the scent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, why don't you guys think about Dirt? Yeah, what about
yeah,
Dirt, guys?
What about Dirt?
Yeah, guys.
Picture Buckley in his Turkish robes. He did go to that Turkish bathhouse, right?
Yeah, he went there to swing, man.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Turkish Buckley is a handsome lad.
Yeah.
So is Indian Buckley. Did you see Indian Buckley?
He didn't see Indian Buckley.
I didn't see Indian Buckley.
Yeah, there's Indian Buckley where he was at a wedding in India. he had his headdress on and everything.
Yeah, and a kurta.
See, what's weird is that Buckley has two very different lives. Like, we only know married...
average suburban Buckley.
Average suburban Buckley. And... I'm fascinated. Not that I'm uninterested in suburban Buckley, but you can't get suburban Buckley to do anything. Suburban Buckley is home, and his wife wants him home, and there's kids, and it's very responsible. I want to get to know...
The International Man of Mystery?
Yes. I want that version of Buckley. I want to get to know Turkish Buckley.
I miss that version, too.
Yeah.
Is he deep down in there still, or
oh,
is
yeah.
he...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Has he been beat
no,
out
he's still, no, he still comes out from time to time. Mm.
When's the last time that Buckley came out?
Turkish Buckley?
Yeah, like that guy.
Travel the world as a single man? Not very long. I mean, not recently.
Well, you don't have to be traveling. I just mean, like, you're in that mode, that frame of mind.
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, like, I go on a golf trip a couple times a year with the buddies that, I don't know, makes me, harkens back to younger days, you know?
Because, like, you know who else is a little bit like this?
They
is,
all
like,
suck balls.
Like, back in the day, Dusty would throw down. And now Dusty is an upstanding member of the community.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you get Dusty on the right golf trip or hanging out with his Southern Oregon buddies, he'll put the hammer down, and you get to see Turkish. You get to see Turkish fans.
That's what happens here, is I think that, like, me and most of my other, like, friends and peers that I get together with on these trips and stuff, they're all kind of leading similar-ish lives, and then we get back there and we're like, oh, remember 20 years ago we used to tear stuff up, and then it all goes like that.
Yeah, see, I'm always fascinated by that. I have, and look, I've had my day of plenty of partying days.
Sure.
And my friends and I, we've had a good time over the years. But when I get with them, especially now, but like even in my 30s, mm-hmm. certainly in my 40s, when you get back with old friends, yeah. drinking friends, you mm-hmm. know, that where you've had the debaucherous times.
Oh, yeah.
I am always amazed at how many of them still drink the way they did back in the day.
Yeah, because you've slowed down.
And yes,
oh,
I'm
see,
not even
almost no one in my group can. People just try for a night.
Exactly.
And, like,
and that's what I mean. It's yeah. like, I ain't even trying, dude. I'm going to bed. Screw all of you. Yeah. I'm not 24 anymore.
But then there's always a guy or two that, like, the next day
yes.
can't hang for the front nine exactly. or whatever. Yeah.
But there's just something in men that we just have to, like, somehow hold on to that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we're just trying to show off that, yeah, still party, man. No, you don't. You've got three kids. You haven't drank in a year, and you're about to throw up. That's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's weird. Like, you go on these golf trips, these guys get housed.
Yeah.
Like, they're 12, yeah. or, well, 20.
Well, I think for a lot of them, it's their...
21.
It's their only... It's the only outlet, right? It's
meanwhile, I'm up at 5 grabbing coffee, going to the coffee shop, you know, sending a few emails.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
I'll throw down. My biggest problem is that if you leave me alone, it's better that if I'm with friends, because then you give me boundaries. I'm better when I have guardrails. But if you place me somewhere on my own,
But if we put you in a house, let's say you're on a golf trip.
Yeah.
You're at Bandon or whatever.
Sure.
There's not that much going on. No. There's a ton of booze.
Yeah.
And a couple of the bros go to bed, mm-hmm. but several of the bros stay up and they're freaking getting down.
Sure.
Are you getting down just because, or are you doing what you would normally do, or doing what your body told you to do at the time, or how you felt?
See, the problem...
Because I think guys get in that situation, and it doesn't matter how they feel.
Sure.
It doesn't matter anything other than I'm going deep.
I have two periods of this. The problem is that I have a bad tolerance, and so I'm usually the one doing okay.
You have a great tolerance.
Yes, a great tolerance. A bad tolerance for that in that
right,
I can
you can just keep going.
I can just keep going, and so unfortunately. I hate to be the one to do this, but a lot of times I'm the one that gets the friend. I kill him. Because I will just be up.
Interesting phrasing.
I will just be up drinking.
Can we give that as a drop, please? I think we need it.
I'm the one that brings the friend. I kill him.
Yeah, well, all right. It's like.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like we had this once when the first time I went out with our boss, the great and late Kim. We love Kim.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So Kim was like, when Kim got hired, Kim was like, I want to go out. And Kim's kind of like known as like, she's like,
she parties.
She parties. And so Kim was like.
The listeners know that.
Yeah. And so I was like Kim goes out and Kim's like drinking with me. And I said, you should probably pace yourself. And Kim's like, you don't worry about me. And I said, this isn't going to end well for you. And she got all indignant about it and started to try to drink with me. And needless to say, one of us drove the other one home and the other one puked in the other person's car. Like, it's like, so that happens sometimes. If we're on a golf trip, I'm usually not the one that's throwing up. I'm usually one that has caused to throw up. But if you leave me by myself, I'm way more inclined to get into trouble than if I have people around me. My biggest problem is, like, if I went somewhere, if you put me in New Orleans on my own for a month, I'm afraid that I would die. Like, that would be my problem. Because then I'll be bored, there's no one around to kind of rein me in, and then I will go seek out things to do. And that's when problems can arise.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. How did this happen?
Dude, he's such an effing loser.
Last time Turkish Buckley came out.
Yeah,
Turkish Buckley, yeah.
Because I want to see, one night... Like when we had the big snow in, or remember we had ice storm.
Yeah, you tried to get me to not go home, basically.
Yes, I have a friend of mine who is a fantastic drinker with me, and we can go hard. And Buckley was stuck at the station, and my buddy just lives like kind of down the road. So I was like, "This is the perfect time." And like, this is Turkish Buckley. I'm like, "Let's go." There was a bar open across the street from his house. I'm like, "We're doing this," and I thought I almost had him. I was like, come on. And he passed.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get him.
No.
As long as, you know, he's in the throes of the boring dad life.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, you're not getting him out of that.
No.
It's just not happening.
It depends. I mean,
the only way
you can isolate me, and like, there's a part. I still like to have fun. Like, and
I don't think you do.
Oh, I do. But the problem is, there can be. I'm trying to think about the right way to say this, but basically, if I'm going out just tearing it up on my own, and I'm leaving my wife home with the kids to just figure all that out, and there's not some sort of reciprocation, that gets old real fast. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're in that life, but that's okay.
That doesn't mean that those opportunities don't ever come up. They do.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to see it once.
There's probably 6 or 7 guys I could name that I would rather do. See. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know what.
We got derailed.
So there's a flyer, a guy who went viral. Actually, he's a woman. She goes viral.
I'm the one that gets the friend. I kill him.
She makes a bunch of money off of going viral, but it was kind of bad why she went viral.
Oh.
And now she's suing. But she made a bunch of money.
Interesting.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I'm intrigued.
That story next on The Fan.
I wish that had gone out on the air.
I just see Rob puttering around in there. What's happening?
I hear the bumper coming back, and I was sending a message to my buddy, so my head was down, and I'm getting ready to look up because I hear it. So, you know, Isaac and Sue, so I'm putting in my headphone, and all I hear was Rob just like shout out just a horrid obscenity, like a row of them, and my first thought was, what? And I looked up, I was like, oh, we're not on the air.
Just had some issues.
Headphone issues?
Yeah, just.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Bad things were happening, and they kept happening, and I was exacerbated.
I was not prepared. I was not prepared to hear that. It's insane coming back.
damn it!
It is true, though, when you have that, when, like, you have a string of things happen, and there's just nothing
it's
you can
just
do.
Unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable.
It's like, how does that happen now? What? Yeah. And then you go, GDMF-er.
I'll have that where, like, you're in the kitchen or whatever, and you drop something, and then you go to pick it up, and you drop it again, and then that hits into something. It's like that where it's a comedy of errors, and the only way to get out of it is to just stop and then say the worst curse word that you can have.
Then it gets in your kitchen, and you start choking, and you can't pick it up.
Oh, the absolute worst is when it's uncharacteristic, and you're doing it in front of somebody else, and you're like, oh, no, this isn't that big of a deal, but you just keep kind of biffing it, and you're like, I swear this isn't, no, I don't, ah.
Yeah. Whoops. Well, glad to have you back.
Thanks. I'm good now.
Well, it is. It's like once you get that curse word out, it's cathartic. It's a good.
That's right.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
Cursing helps.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
The other day I was walking and I stubbed my toe, which I hate anyways. Just kicked the S out of it.
Oh, I'm hurt.
And so then when I was doing kind of the hop thing, and then I hit my shoulder on the door frame, and so now I was like, son of a gun. And then I was off balance, and I have like a bookshelf at my house that has like a bunch of like tchotchkes on it. You know, it's just, there's some picture frames, you know, like bric-a-brac type stuff. And guess what happened when my big fat ass ran into the bookshelf? Everything on it just collapses. Like all of the stuff just falls down. And now I've got a hurt toe. I slammed my shoulder into the wall.
I hate ass.
And now I've fallen into the bookshelf, tipping everything over.
What?
That may have been the loudest F-bomb that I have ever dropped. And it was just like, it was like you said, just a comedy of errors. And then, of course, everyone else like comes like downstairs is like, what's wrong? And you don't have an, you're like, I don't, just.
Like, shut up.
Exactly.
Go away.
Everyone's like, slowly walk away, everyone. This isn't the conversation you need to have.
Shut up.
I remember something similar happening to my dad when I was a kid. He was like trying to light the charcoal briquettes for the grill outside, and he accidentally kicked the little canister where you light them all up before you pour them in there, and he stubbed his toe. He's hopping around on one foot, and then he hops on one of the briquettes that he had spilled.
Duh.
So he didn't really know which foot to hold or to yell at, and kind of just collapsed in a heap.
Where were we at?
Chicken things.
There is a Brazilian woman who went viral After refusing to give up her pre-selected window seat.
Oh, I saw this story.
For a crying child.
Yeah.
She has now officially filed charges against the airline and the person who filmed her, which was not the mother of the child.
Yeah.
Was another passenger.
Yeah.
So she's 29 years old. Her name is Jennifer Castro. She's a bank employee. And a video of the incident, which Jennifer says was actually filmed by a fellow passenger, went viral, leading to a whirlwind of online shaming.
Mm.
So she unexpectedly rose to social media fame. Her Instagram following skyrocketed to 2.1 million followers, which led her to secure multiple brand deals as an influencer.
Huh.
But now she has filed suit against the airline. And she seeks compensation for distress and damages caused by the whole ordeal.
What did the airline do exactly?
I mean,
they
don't know.
They didn't shame her. Did the airline force her to give up her seat? I mean, it doesn't sound like she gave up her seat.
Blaming the airline because she's mad at the world?
Yeah, I don't.
She is citing judicial secrecy when declining to reveal the amount and would not. Yeah, the amount. This is. It's something about the legal paperwork. I don't know. She says she wants to prevent similar public shaming and what she calls unauthorized exposure in the future. Well, but yet she profited from it.
She did profit. Actually, probably the best thing that ever happened to her. But what I'm confused is, so this is the way I did see something about this. And it was my understanding that she was shamed because she refused to give up the seat. But if the airline, you don't have to give up your seat. And it wasn't the airline that filmed her. It was another passenger that filmed her. So why is the airline, other than asking her to move seats, why is the airline at fault for any of this? If anything, you should sue the dumbass that filmed you.
Probably just because they have all the
money.
They've
got all the money.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a case there. But I will state this, and this is where I support this woman 100%. This, you having to give up your seat for other people is bogus. Absolutely rubbish. You don't have to give up anything. Nowadays, like, when you go to buy, like, we're all paying for our seat. Unless you want the middle seat in row 37, you're having to pay extra for the seat that you got. So this whole thing of someone comes along and is like, well, for this kid or for this person, now, it'd be nice if you would, but you're not required to. There's 1,000 other people, actually, there's a couple hundred other people on the plane. Ask one of them, why is it upon me to solve your problem?
Well, it actually, in that way, is kind of an interesting lawsuit. She does have rights.
Yeah.
And when someone is just shamed for something that is well within their rights, that...
But the airline had nothing to do with the shaming.
No. Well, she said... Okay, so her quote says, I decided to sue the airline because what happened to me was a huge embarrassment, and this situation should never have reached this point. No one deserves to go through what I went through, being filmed, insulted, and attacked just for exercising a basic right. So she's, you know, what she's saying, I kind of get it. But at the same time, I don't think you should be able to profit from this terrible thing that happened to you and then sue about it.
I get being upset about it, but I just don't see how this is the airline's fault.
Well, again, I think she's just suing the airline because some lawyer is seeing dollar signs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
they're going to loosely tie in the airline.
Yeah, someone's saying it's kind of effed up how you can just randomly get filmed and then your life gets ruined.
And that's her point. And quite frankly, that's a point.
Yeah.
That is a point. Because she had
not one that you get to make against the airline.
That's right. But she said, but because she does have the right to hold on to her seat. She paid for the seat.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, is your life
so ruined? Who, if that happened, and she, you know, you may question if her life is ruined. She says that she lost her job at the height of the repercussions. She didn't leave the house. She said it's had an emotional impact. She was scared. You know, all this stuff. You know, all the things you say. When
that's lawsuit-y.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
No, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
But what was I going to tell you? I had an amazing point.
You were going to nail it.
And now I don't remember what I was going to tell you.
Let me ask you that. If you're sitting in a seat and we got a crying baby, I don't know exactly what the situation is, but the airline comes up and says, hey, we got a situation here. Would you be willing to switch? If you just politely said no, what?
Well, that's what she's saying.
But that's my point is like, what sort of, that's not shameful. Wouldn't the airline at that point just turn to someone else? I mean...
Oh, no, she's talking about, like, I think it's just because it went viral, and then all the people online.
Yeah.
I think is where the shame comes from. Because people are ruthless.
I just wonder what her... Because anytime I see one of these videos where someone gets shamed, they're kind of bringing it upon themselves. Yeah, I get that it sucks that your life is ruined because of a video, but at the same time, you're still doing the action.
But her point is, I had every right to not move seats.
Yes.
And therefore not have to go through.
So there is no action that is really she should be shamed this much for, other than people just didn't like the fact that she didn't give up the seat for the stupid kid.
But see, I need to see this. I want to see this video because I have a hard time believing that there's all this shame if someone said, hey, would you mind moving seats? And you just politely said, you know what? Actually, I do. I really like this seat. I paid for it. Is it okay? But I'm just going to stay here in my seat. I find it hard to believe that that video goes viral and that your life gets ruined.
Well,
as opposed to someone then, like, was she yelling and screaming, how dare you? Like,
no, it doesn't sound like it was violent in any way. She just said, I believe that we should respect people's choices and decisions, especially when they are within their rights. We live in a society where no is often seen as rude or selfish, but this needs to change. Each person has their own reasons, preferences, and limits, and all of this must be respected without judgment.
Yes. Yeah, I just...
So it's all a good point. It's just, is that a lawsuit, or is that just social commentary?
I don't think so, and again, obviously this escalated to a point that it became a thing, and I'd be wondering... I'm just interested to know who escalated it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the clip, but it wouldn't have gone viral if it was just this soft-talking, peaceful thing. So there had to have been some bombastic or animated...
Yeah, I need to hear this. Because you know what I'm saying? I just... That seems like a fairly simple thing.
Now, if she got miffed and acted a fool because she didn't like their request,
yes,
that's a different story.
But I've been asked to change seats before. I've had that on an airplane. And I just am having a hard time believing you simply saying, no, I'd rather not switch... I have a hard time believing that turns into look at this bitch here.
What's amazing about it is
that kind of thing doesn't go viral.
They're saying this is viral, and yet I can't find it.
Can't find it.
She got like 2.1 million viewers on Instagram from it, it's nowhere to be found.
What's her name?
Her name is Jennifer Castro, and it was GOL Airlines.
Let's see if we can find this. Because I just...
I can't find it.
The whole thing sounds fishy to me.
Is it worse if she was acting like a bitch?
Yes. Like, if she was acting like a bitch and that's what led to this whole mess, and that's why I'm wondering. It just seems like this shouldn't be a situation that escalated. It's like when you see the Karen that's just acting like a total ass clown because she wants to know, you know, why are you in my pool? I don't think you live here. I want to see your ID. And the person's like, well, no, I don't need to show you my ID. And then Karen loses it and someone films her and she gets shamed for it. Yeah, that Karen brought that upon herself. I just need to know whether or not old Jennifer Castro here was really an innocent bystander in this, or if she kind of was the one that spurned this on.
Here's what she said. She said the incident began during boarding when she noticed a child sitting in her designated seat. Since she had selected the window seat in advance, she expected the child to move to another seat.
Yeah.
She said, quote, I waited for him to correctly accommodate himself in another seat, and then I sat down in my seat. The situation escalated when someone began filming Castro without her consent. And that's it. That's all it says.
Yeah, that's...
If I'm a random person, I'm not just filming a random lady sitting down in her seat if there's not, like... I mean, the kind of people that film airline altercations, there's an altercation happening. That's why they start filming. It's not just, like, random conversations between flight attendants and passengers.
I've got the video here now.
There's also some stuff out there about violation of image rights with her that has sprung up because of this.
Yeah, all right.
I buy.
Because I found the video.
Okay, and what do we got?
Well, it's hard without
Where'd
the audio.
Where'd you find it?
I found it on YouTube. So YouTube. I want to... Oh,
all right. We're going to study it. Zapruder style.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it. Hey, is this... are we doing... are we on time? Oh, damn it. We're 12 minutes behind. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, we did find the Jennifer Castro video.
Yes, and Jennifer is officially blameless.
It is on YouTube. Yep. It's the only place it is that we found it.
Nothing wrong.
It's from the Daily Mail.
And you can't hear what anyone's saying because it's in Portuguese. But.
Yeah, but on that story, it says that the kid was sitting in her seat when she walked onto the plane, and she asked the kid to move.
Yes.
That wasn't clear in the other story.
I'd also like to know, because it keeps saying toddler. I'd like to know what age we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's sitting by himself because the family was in a different row.
Yeah.
So that kid had just decided to go sit on his own.
And what they said was that she asked the kid to move. The kid moved but started crying because of it and really wanted to sit in that seat.
Yeah.
They didn't have that seat. That was Jennifer's seat.
Yeah.
They had seats at, like you said, another row. Mm-hmm. But the mom thought that
She should just
let her kids sit there.
Yes.
And so Jennifer, she was sitting there calmly the whole time being filmed, and she had her headphones in. She was trying to like close her eyes.
Yeah.
But then she knew she was being filmed, so every once in a while she would open her eyes and look at the person filming her, which was the Daily Mail is wrong. It is apparently not the mom filming her, but you can hear the mom.
Yeah.
And the mom is saying, people aren't empathetic to children anymore. What is wrong with people? Yeah. This and that, and they're kind of going at her. She never says anything.
No.
She just sits there calmly in her seat.
Collecting her millions of followers.
So I will say two things. One, Jennifer, you did nothing wrong, and you should not have to move for someone's bratty kid. You want that seat, pay for it. I paid for it. I guarantee that window seat cost her money.
Yeah, I'm sorry. As a parent of young kids, it's insane for me to think that I'm going to show up with split seats and be accommodated. Yeah. If I can't put my family together, I'm not going on that flight expecting you to move because of
it. If I was sitting next to Jennifer, I would have turned to the mom and told her to cram it.
Yeah.
But the other one that I will say, Jennifer, you weren't damaged by this. You weren't no one is... Your life was not ruined because of it. In fact, most of the people around, assuming, were on her side. No one else was yelling at her. It was one lady that was yelling at her, stop it.
So she doesn't need fat stacks of cash from the airline?
No. But I will say that I think it's if you're the airline, you probably should have stepped in and told that bitch to sit down with the phone and be like, yeah, you don't get to do this on our plane.
No, you go to your seat. She's going to stay in her seat.
She's going to stay in her seat. You sit in that seat. Otherwise, get your ass off the plane.
Yeah, it's kind of a hairy one because of that right there. That's interesting. But also... Just her point is a great one, Jennifer's.
Yeah.
That, look, I did nothing wrong. It is my right to stay in this seat, and you've now filmed me and shamed me. Now, I'm with you that all of the online bullying or whatever, you know, she's making that out as if it ruined her life. And maybe it did, but I doubt it. In other words, I don't think there's a lawsuit here, but I think her commentary is dead on. Like,
yes.
I think that she has a point. The question is does that point, does it reach the level of a lawsuit?
Is that responsibility incumbent on anyone?
Where people will think twice. Yeah, like, it could be, like, that could be kind of a landmark lawsuit if
possible.
You think about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the airline shouldn't put up with that crap for 2 seconds. The moment you take out your phone and you start yelling at another passenger, because they'll kick you off. They don't need any reason to boot you. That stewardess or flight attendant should have been lickety-split down there and told that lady, we're not doing this. Sit down. No tolerance for this. I understand. Your kid is over there. Where's your seat? Cool. Sit down right there or we're getting your ass off the plane. That's the thing is, like, we got it. I'm a little surprised the airline didn't do this because I don't know if you've noticed lately, airlines aren't giving an F anymore.
No.
Airlines are done putting up with this.
Yeah. Well, we're on Jennifer's side in this one. I don't know about a lawsuit, but...
By the way, let me just add Jennifer.
Kind of
hot.
Not bad.
No, I'd let her. I'd let her influence me.
Banking professional Jennifer Castro. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Screw all of you.
And especially you with bratty kids that you think run the world.
I don't even think the run the world part is needed. Especially all of you with bratty kids.
Screw the learned people! No! Just know that just because you have a child doesn't mean that you're more important or have any more rights than anyone else. And this coming from someone that raised 3 kids. Like, you don't get to do that.
All right, well, everybody
have a... kind.
What?
Can everyone just be kind
to
each other?
Hey, shut up! That was a joke. I was just trying to be kind.
How'd it go?
Everybody have a great night, okay? I want you to have a great night. I want you to...
They've never seen a night like this. Some people are saying it's the greatest night ever.
Lunar eclipse yourself.
They've never seen an eclipse like this.
Blood moon.
11:26?
I want you to do it at 11:26 p.m. tonight.
And howl at that moon.
You're going to be asleep at 11:26.
No question. We will be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. It's all about red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck. I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good. The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.